Tennessee Promise, the state's tuition-free community college program, could be shortchanging low-income students. That's the takeaway from the Institute for Higher Education Policy's latest study. It finds many of these students are saddled with other expenses the program doesn't pay for. WPLN's Shalina Chatlani reports.
Researchers say Tennessee Promise was designed with the best intentions, but for the state's poorest students, college is still unaffordable. That's because the program only pays the remaining costs of tuition after other federal or state scholarships have already been applied. Students still have to cover non-tuition expenses like textbooks, housing, and transportation. Mamie Voigt, one of the study's authors, says this unmet need can amount to around $7,000 for just 1 year of college.
The promise doesn't actually make a dent in the expenses that low-income students have to finance to go to college and succeed in college.
But the report fails to paint a complete picture, contends Mike Krause, executive director of the Tennessee Higher Education Commission.
So we have some empirical data that tells a very different story than the one that the researchers told. 8,000 low-income students have entered the pipeline since Tennessee Promise was launched that we believe would not have otherwise enrolled.
But the study argues low-income students that enroll in college may still need extra financial help in order to successfully complete their degrees. For WPLN News, I'm Shalina Chatlani.